I think it's that, you know. I mean, that was an incredible derby, you know, Melbourne City, Melbourne Victory. You know, like, it was one of those pulsating, wonderful games of football. And, you know, a couple of, seriously, you can only call them idiots, spoil it for everyone. And you know, it's very simple. As someone who's very close to the club and, yeah, that number one ticket holder title, we do not tolerate that at the club. And you know what? As Victorians and Australians, it's the law, and we don't tolerate flares. Now, there's a couple of things that need to happen here, and it's you know, obviously, yeah, the stakeholders who are, you know, the ground, Amy Park, the police, the FFA and Victory need to band together and sort this out. Enough's enough, you know, and you can't just put the onus, it's the club's fault. Well, yeah, you know what, take the blame, yes, but it's a lot of people that need to stop this. And, you know, wrecking it for everyone by saying, you know what, we're going to play games behind closed doors is ridiculous, you know. I mean, it's just, you know, it's dangerous. We don't want flares at the game. We don't need flares at the game. You know, it's just wrong. I was at the game where, you know, the Western Sydney had that problem there. And beyond the flares, those detonators were so scary. I mean, I was looking over at my friends going, should we leave now or what's going on here? We don't want it. It's simple. We don't tolerate it. And, you know, I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but, you know, it's like a bad meal. You know, we don't want that type of behaviour at our game. You know, the Melbourne Victory is a wonderful football club with 28,000 members. And there's a reason for that, because we're about community. We're about, you know, supporting the youth development of football. It's a club that embraces all walks of life. And, you know, we don't accept these, as I said, idiots and our game doing stupidity. You can walk in and out of Amy Park at ease. No one asks you a question. It's wrong. You go to a, now I've been fortunate enough to go to incredible football games around the world. Now, some football games, you can't even get in without a passport. But you go to America, you go to a baseball game, you need to have a clear bag where people can, the security can actually have a look inside. You're frisked properly. Now, if these things need to come into play, we need to do it. You know, what are we waiting for? Someone to get hurt, someone to get seriously injured before we implement this type of structure? It's a massive game. There's lots of people. There needs to be proper security measures taken. Now, in the interim, yes, there needs to be some punishment in and around, you know, the people that are involved. You know, I get that, right? Because I don't want these, as I said, these type of people at our club.